one of my favorite little cookie crawlers, Woodsman, called me. Woodsman, 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 you are addicted to Miss Mandy, aren't you? You need my control because you are such a weak and pathetic little dick cookie boy. Oh, yeah, so everybody listen to this. Woodsman called to tell me that where he works, there are two bosses, a young girl and a guy. She's 32 and pretty hot, he says, considering where he works. Well, something happened and she messed up, and he muttered to his fellow workers that she fucked up again, and she heard him. So what did she do? She reprimanded him publicly. Humiliation, public humiliation. Woodsman, naughty boy. I'm surprised she didn't pull your panties down and spank you right there in front of all your coworkers. So she called him into the office and told him, "Don't you ever talk to me about me that way in front of, you know, the people where you work, much less at all." So I guess she put Woodsman in his place, wouldn't you say? Naughty boy, Woodsman. If it were me, I would spank you. Well, if you've been following along, don't forget you can click on categories and pull up Woodsman's past stories. Woodsman is a real, honest-to-goodness, real-life cuckold. He has had experiences from the get-go with girls that knew that they could just push him around and get him to do whatever they wanted in hopes of, you know, he would have hopes of getting their pussy, which usually never happened. I don't think very much at all. Well, the latest thing that has happened is he took his ex-wife back. They ran into each other in a bar, and she knew that he wasn't seeing anybody, but she was polite. She said, "You have a girlfriend," or whatever. And he said no, and I guess she sweet-talked him, and she moved into his house. Well, before you know it, she brought her boyfriend in. He's 23 years old. And poor Woodsman, he's back in this cuckold thing again. He took her in. Why? Because he thought that he was going to be having sex with her. But instead, she was planning on having sex with the young stud. Now, that's pretty funny, isn't it? So she moves in. She's downstairs. I believe this is the way it goes. She's downstairs. There's a bedroom off of the TV room. And he's got a big giant screen TV down there, which he can't watch anymore. He's in his own house, like a prisoner in his own house. She's down there having sex with this guy while he has to be upstairs. Now, if he wants to watch a movie, he has to ask her permission. And if she doesn't like what he's going to watch, they watch something else. And if she wants to have sex, he has to go upstairs. And he says he can hear them having sex. I asked him how often they have sex, and he told me, oh, every morning and every night, because he's like 23 years old. And apparently, he's got a pretty big cock because he was stepping out of the shower one day, and Woodsman happened to see it. So, Woodsman, it does not look like you are going to be having any sex in the near future. Oh, so another thing that's kind of interesting, we talked about this, that I would be putting Woodsman in a cock cage, like a CB2000 or a chastity device. So I've been thinking about doing that because I think I should control Woodsman, not his ex-wife. What do you all think about that? I think that's a great idea. So, Woodsman, who are you addicted to? Are you playing with your little tiny cock that you can't satisfy your ex-wife with? Does she tell you it's too small for her? Does she tell you that she needs a real man? Well, I certainly wouldn't have sex with you. I need a real man with a big thick cock to have sex with. I certainly wouldn't be able to be satisfied by your little cock, although I do think if you wore a cock cage, I might find that satisfying. So, Woodsman, keep me posted. I know all my viewers are very interested in, you know, what it is exactly that goes on with you, because you actually do these things that you tell me about. So I will be waiting to hear from you. I know you're going to have something exciting to tell me next time. And thanks, Woodsman. I really enjoyed our session.